यमुना तीर बन छा जय राधा माधव कुंज विहार जय राधा माधव कुंज विहार जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद जय प्रभुपद हरि बोल हरि बोल हरि बोल नित्य गौर हरि बोल
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजयाचार्य अष्टोत्तरदिवाइन ग्रेस अद्वैत चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की इस्कान फाउंडराचार्य शिला प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजयाचार्य अष्टोत्तर दिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम सिखाओ श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवा श्री गौर भक्तवृंद की All glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees, all glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, Srila Prabhupada ki jai ho. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति स्वपदन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सगरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपदानुसहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखवितंस्य हे कृष्णकरुणासिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशगोपिकान्तराधाकान्त नमस्ते तप्तकाञ्चनगौराङ्गी श्रीराधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते प्रणमामि वाञ्चकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिन्धुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रस्थाय भूतलय श्रीमदे भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नाम्ने नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारि निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पार्श्वतादेस्तान्ने जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशदे गौरभक्तिवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृता Madhya Lila, Chapter 19, The Lord Instructs Srila Rupa Goswami, Text Number 229 to 237. So, there is a purport on the to 30. So I will just read the sloka in the translation, and then we'll go on to 39, and we can read together at 239, and I mean 230, I'm sorry, and then I will read other up to 237. There is no purport, so I will just read the sloka in the translation. So this is a 229, text number 229. This is Lord Chaitanya is talking to, giving instruction to Srila Rupa Goswami, and this is the poor Lord Chaitanya goes to Banaras. This is the last instruction as far as this part is concerned to Srila Rupa Goswami. And we know Srila Rupa Goswami, Via Rupanuga, great personality, and he was so great because here in the text, one of the text, Lord is mentioning in the text number, text 235 is mentioning, Lord Chaitanya concludes that I have simply given you a general survey describing the mellows of devotional service. You can consider how to adjust and expand it. Expand this. So Lord is giving him, now you do it. So we can see Sri Krishna, Chaitanya, Radha Krishna here, and Lord Chaitanya is none other than Radha Krishna. And Rupa Goswami is Apur Rupa Manjari. And how the Lord is just so confidentially is trusting Rupa Goswami that now you expand. I told you generally, now you adjust and expand. That is the confidential relationship between the Lord and his devotee. It's like Srila Prabhupada said sometime to his devotees in the beginning, I gave you, now you go and you go open the center, now you do it. Right? He told three couples to go to London, go open the center, go there. It's like that. So Lord is investing all his energy. Similarly, spiritual master is investing all his energy in his devotees to do the work. So we'll read that. And as far as, before I go further here, and Rupa Goswami, he was so, when he was staying in the Kadamkhandi, near Nandgaon, at what is the name of the place? Ter Kadam. When he was saying in the Ter Kadam, and he was writing the books, that's where he wrote the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. And he was writing the book of the Krishna and Radha's Milan, the association and viraha, separation. And he was so powerful personality, how the powerful personalities around him surcharge whole the atmosphere. It's like Srila Prabhupada comes and we see whole atmosphere surcharge around him, like spiritual surcharge. So he was, when he was writing the Lord Radha Krishna's separation, then all the leaves from the trees fall down. Out of his separation mood. And when he writes about the Milan, the association of Radha Krishna, then the all leaves go back and it's like a new leaves, or whole tree is completely bloomed with leaves. So that is the surcharge atmosphere is Lord creates when his pure devotee is in that mood. And we can say in case of Srila Prabhupada also. So this, we are talking here this talk about these pastimes and these slokas is very potent. Of course, I'm not qualified to talk about this rasas here. He's mentioning Santa, Sakhya, Santa, then Sakhya, Santa, Dasya, Sakhya,
Vatsalal Madhurya. And this is the last sloka. Today is about the Lord Chaitanya is giving instruction of the Madhurya Ras. So we'll talk about what is Bhakti Rasa. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the different, how the Bhakti Rasa is involved, how the Sthayi Bhav, Vibhav, then Anubhav, and Sattvik Bhav, we'll talk about that. And then of course we will talk how this bhavas, how in the material world is perverted reflection of these bhavas is there by the sahajas and by that, and how we are affected by this material world because of the karma, the love transfer into karma, and how this karma has a 5 arrows. We'll talk about that, and then we'll talk about, in the end, we'll talk about this different, this, how all the 5 are included, all the Santa, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsala, they are in the Madhurya. We'll little bit touch on that. So that will be the subject today. So text 29, Sri Amritanande Bhakta Sahadube Dubena Apane Krishna Bhakta Vasha Guna Kahe Aishwarya Jnana Kane. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. The exchange of spiritual happiness between Krishna and his devotee, in which Krishna is controlled by his devotee, is compared to an ocean of nectar into which the devotee and Krishna plunge. This is the verdict learned. This is the verdict of the learned scholars and appreciate Krishna's opulence. So this is the continuation. Yes, control by. Okay, so now text number 230. This is the text 230 is, I think, from some book. Srila Prabhupada is mentioning. What is mentioning? Sorry? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Iti Drikshras Vilabhi. Yeah, right. So, Iti Drikshvali Labhi Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimanjantam Akhyapayantam Tadiya Sita Gesu Bhaktar Jitatvam Puna Prematastam Satavriti Vande. We should all chant together or go on. Response or chant together, we all know Damodar Ashtakam. So let's chant together. Iti Drikshvali Labhir Ananda Kunde Swagosham Nimajantam Akhyapayantam Tadiya Sita Gesu Bhaktar Jitatvam Puna Prematastam Satavriti Vande. So I will leave the translation in purport. So that is word to word or is okay? That is the translation? Because so much to talk and time is limited. Is it okay? Thank you. Translation. Again, let me offer my respectful obeisances unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. O my Lord, I offer my obeisances hundreds and thousands of times with all affection because by your personal pastimes, you plunge the gopis into an ocean of nectar. Appreciating your opulence, devotees generally declare that you are always subjugated by their feelings. Purport. This verse is from the Damodara Ashtaka in the Padma Purana. Attachment for Krishna is Santaras, rendering service to the Lord is Dasyaras, rendering relaxed service in fraternity and serving in parental love with feelings and of maintenance, all combined on the platform of conjugal love. When the devotee wants to serve the Lord by offering him his personal body, thus the qualities of the other rasas combine to form the nectar of conjugal love. On this platform, all the different feelings of a devotee are amalgamated. So this is coming to the Madhurya Ras. Now, sorry?
Only one
only one line.
It's okay.
Here is purport. They don't have purport. Anyhow. Text 31. Madhurasa Krishna Nishtha Seva Atishaya Sakhera Asankocha Lalana Mamata Dhikya Haye. Translation. On the platform of conjugal love, attachment for Krishna, rendering service unto Him, the relaxed feelings of fraternity and the feelings of maintenance all increase in intimacy. This is the Madhuri Rasa. Text 232. Kanta bhave nijanga diya karena sevana athaeva madhura rasena haye panchaguna. On the platform of conjugal love, the devotee offers his body in the service of the Lord. Thus on this platform, all five transcendental qualities are present. Text 233. Oh, that is purport?
That's what you wrote earlier, I think.
Oh, but here is something.
I think they changed the purport according to the verse.
I see.
Okay.
Okay. No more complaint about why the changes are made in the books.
Yes, it's just because of what.
No complaint. Okay. Let's go to two. Anyhow, I read the purport. So let's go to now 233. I already read the purport, so I'm going to 233. Akashadi gunayena para para bhute ek dui tina chari krame pancha prithvite. All the material qualities evolve one after another in the material elements, beginning from ether. By gradual evolution, first one quality develops, then the two quality develops, then three and four, until all five qualities are found in earth. Text 234. Emata madhura sabha bhava samahara athaeva asvadi dikya kare chamatkara. Similarly, on the platform of conjugal love, all the feelings of the devotees are amalgamated. The intensified taste is certainly wonderful. And the text 235. E bhaktarasera kaila diga darshana ihare vistar mane kanha kaha bhavana. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then concluded, I have simply given a general survey describing the mellows of devotional service. You can consider how to adjust and expand this. And then text number 236. Bhavite bhavite Krishna spure antare Krishna kripya agyapaye rasa sindhu pare. When one thinks of Krishna constantly, love for Him is manifest within the heart. Even though one may be ignorant, one can reach the shore of the ocean of transcendental love by Lord Krishna's mercy. And then last 237. Ete bali prabhutare kali kaliya alingana varanasi kalibare prabhure hailamana. After saying this, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced Sri Rupa Goswami. The Lord then decided to go to the city of Banaras. Hare Krishna. So we're going to talk what is the Bhakti Rasa? Of course the previous speaker must have spoke about it. This is the end of the instruction, so I thought we can also just go through the review kind of. Bhakti Rasa says that we are engaged in devotional service of hearing, chanting, you know, all the devotional nine processes. So what happened? We all have the Sthayi Bhava. And what is the Sthayi Bhava? We'll discuss, which is permanent mood. kind of. So we all have a sthayi bhava. So what happens, this sthayi bhava for Krishna mixes with vibhava, anubhava, sattvic bhava and vavichari bhava and produces the extraordinary taste in the heart of the devotee. Now this words about this vibhava, anubhava, sattvic bhava, vichara bhava, we'll discuss that. What are those? We'll discuss that. Follow. And which is called the, which is in the heart, taste. This is the sattvic bhava, taste in the heart of the devotee. It is called bhakti rasa. And the Lord is the, Lord Krishna is the king of the rasas. So now, what is the sthayi bhava? Sthayi bhava is, in the material world, there is a kama. Kama means which is used, which is against the love, means which is used in the service of my sense gratification, that is kama. In material world is kama. But the same, originally it's a love. Love means love with Krishna. So in the sthayi bhava, what happens that we all have the sthayi bhava, all living entities have the sthayi bhava, have this permanent mood, that they have that constitutional position with the Lord. So when the sthayi bhava is established, that is there, but it is manifested by performing devotional service, then what happens is that it controls the opposite, means it controls the kama. And it is good for the bhavas. So what happens is that it becomes like a, it overrules like a king. It's called the sthayi bhava. See? And there are five sthayi bhavas, which are primary sthayi bhavas are, we know, Santa, Dasya, Sakhya, Vatsala and Madhurya. Means Santa is the neutrality, then the Dasya is this the servitorship, then the Sakhya is the relationship, like a cowherd boy is a relationship with Krishna, and Vatsala is the parental, which is the Mother Yashoda and the Nand Maharaj has a relation, is a son, Krishna is their son, and Madhurya is the relations of the gopis, and Radharani is with Krishna. And of course there are seven secondary rasas, which is Hasya, Shoka, Krodha, Utsaha, Bhaya, Ingupsa, and Vishmai, means laughter, grief, anger, enthusiasm, fear, disgust, and astonishment. These are the seven called the secondary bhavas. Now, we talk about what we said, that the when we perform devotional service, then this mixes with Krishna, there for Krishna, mixes with vibhava, anubhava, sthayi bhava, and vichari bhava. So what is this? What is this vibhava? Vibhava is extinguishment. Means if you add some chemical, for example, some people are given the chemical tablets or something which stimulate the brain. See? So when this chemical which excites the brain, means stimulant, is given, which agitates the sthayi bhava. Then there are two types of that. There are two types of this vibhava. One is alamban, which is the foundation, and other is udipan, stimulant. Now what is this alamban? Alamban is the, which is the foundation, or is that, for example, a foundation which is the, when the devotee, when the Krishna performs some activities and is connect with it, For example, when the Krishna is Krishna, they see the black color, you know, black is beautiful Krishna. And then he is playing the flute. So playing black is beautiful Krishna, Shyam Sundar, he is playing the flute. So when they see it, it stimulates their bhava, sthayi bhava. Another example is given, when you see Krishna wearing the peacock feather, when you see peacock feather on Krishna, then it's like stimulant, you know. It's the foundation. Then, this is the, when they see the forest flower garland on Krishna. These are the examples of the, these are the foundation, which is the alamban. And what is the udipan? Udipan is given, the example is given just like the mother, the material example. When mother sees her son's shoes, little baby's shoes, and mother can't ride away, mother, it reminds her of her son. See? So similarly, when the devotee see the peacock feather, or devotee see the flute recital, then it reminds them of Krishna. This is the udipana. So this is the vibhava. Now we talk about the anubhava. Anubhava is the external effect. When the devotee has that, devotee is when he is in the rasa, there is external symptoms, there is internal symptoms. Internal symptoms are the effect of sattvic bhava. And the anubhava, external effects, just like the example of external effects are given, when the devotee is dancing, or singing, or shouting, or laughing, or rolling on the ground, and so on. This is the external effect, but this is not the sahajya, and you have to understand, this is on the higher platform, devotee is engaged, devotee has that, devotee laughs, devotee, just like given the example is, you know, Akrura. When Akrura went from Mathura to Vrindavan, and as soon as he entered in Vrindavan, he started rolling on the ground. Because he saw the Krishna Balaram's lotus feet, print of the lotus feet, and he started to roll on the ground. So that is the external effect. See. Then what is the internal? Internal effect is that which is when the in the relationship with Krishna, means the primary rasas are there, and the seven secondary rasas are called sattva, and the example is given, the internal symptoms, bodily symptoms of a devotee. And we see this, for example, perspiration, then becoming stunned, changes in complexion, uncontrolled shaking of the body. And this is we see in Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri in last 18 years, devotees could notice all these different internal symptoms in Lord Chaitanya. Now again, these are all very on a higher platform, this is not for the Sahajas, but Sahajas tries to do that. See. And then the vyabhichara is the, which is the emotions, which is appear and disappear. But those also, what happens, they serve to strengthen the sthayi bhava, which is the vyabhichara. And they are mentioned, there are 33 numbers. Envy, disgust, anxiety, joy, indignation, boastfulness, and so on. These are transitory. Now we all have that rasa. We all are our original constitutional position is we are servitor of the Lord, we are part and parcel of the Lord, we are spiritual being, and we have the connection. But because we are in material world, we have the relationship with the Lord with love. But when we are in material world here, this loving love is transferring to lust. See? And this kama is such that the kama is just burning us from within. When the person dies, then his body is burnt by the fire. But while this fire of this kama is burning us, while we are alive within us, and is churning our mind, this kama. And this kama, there is a whole pastime, but we don't have time to discuss it. In the Braj, there is a village called Hatana. In Hatana, where the Lord Krishna had, Hat means the, it is a, Hat means to, Sridhar Swami asking, is repeating that. Hatana, Hat. Hat means to hatya, means to kill. And Lord Krishna had killed the Hat, means this Kamadev. And Kamadev had come with the 5 arrows to shoot Krishna actually. And this we will talk how these 5 arrows, and one or not just 5, but one of those arrows is giving us, is in our heart, is chilling, the piercing of our heart, and it, we have that rasa, we have that juice within our heart is there, but this juice is makes our heart dry. The arrows, the juice is there, makes our heart dry, become the heart becomes like a stone, like a iron. So one of these arrows is the called madness, unmad in the Sanskrit. And what is unmad? Unmad is like you become completely insane, you become mad. Completely, you wanna, you see someone, the opposite sex, for man to one, woman to man, then you become mad after that. Someone become mad after her, or mad after him. And then what happens? That you are, instead of having the darshan of the Lord, the eyes supposed to have the darshan of the Lord, but instead of that, eyes are involved in something else. So this is one of the arrow. Second arrow is tapana, means you become so, the fire of that desire is so tapana, it becomes so like a fire within the heart. See? That is another arrow of this tapana. Means it becomes, it's burning the heart. That. See? The third arrow is called soshana. And soshana means it takes away. Jiva has that bhakti. Bhakti rasa is there. But that what happens, because of this arrow of this Kamadev, is what happens, it's soshana, it takes away. It becomes, our heart makes our heart dry. Comes dry, see, and then this happens in the living, in the material world. This is what happens. See? Our heart becomes dry, and our heart has that original rasa, which is not there. Of course, by bhakti, by coming in contact with a spiritual master, the initiation. Then again that supposed to be there, so again it's manifested. And the fourth one is stamban, meaning fixed, firmly fixed. Means it is like, that's it. That's it. This is what it is for my life. See? Means to enjoying, thinking to enjoying in the material world. See? If you tell your daughter or your son, no, you don't need to do so much makeup, so much makeup. You don't have to grow the hairs. They would say, I'm not doing it. But they have that. So it's like a Hindi called aint ha jati hai in the Hindi language. Aint ha jati hai. So this is the stamban, six. And the final is sammohan, akarshan, attraction, and that's it. Moh goes up. Illusion goes up. So this is the situation of the living energy in material world. And this one of these arrows is hit, the heart, one of the arrow. And then the living energy is in the material world, and living energy thinks he's enjoying or she's enjoying the material world. But the spiritual is opposite of that. And of course Krishna, Kamadev had come with his five arrows to kill Krishna, but when Kamadev saw this beautiful Krishna, beautiful Shyam Sundar, he was so enamored by looking him, seeing him, his darshan, that he was so just keep looking at him, looking at Krishna. He was holding the five arrows to shoot Krishna, and at the same time he is so enamored by looking Krishna, beautiful form of the Krishna, all at Krishna, that Krishna saw that, oh, he is looking at me. So Krishna just changed the arrows other way around, and Krishna had killed him. And his wife, Kamadev's wife, Rati, was there. And Rati was completely devastated because she thought her husband died. So she was completely. In India, the ladies do that. They you know, beat their breast, as you know, then the husband dies. Of course, those things are gone now, probably. But usually, in village, they used to do it. When the person, husband died, then all ladies get together and beat their breast. Anyhow, so Sriji, Sri Radharani was with Krishna, and she gave the indication to Rati that take your husband away from here. He's not qualified to be in this rasa dance. He's not co-taking. He cannot do it. So this is what happens to the living entities. Now we're going to talk about this. What are these different qualities of the santaras. First we talk is santarasa. In the santaras is like appreciation of the Lord, seeing the greatness of the Lord, opulence of the Lord, omnipotent nature of the Lord, kindness of the Lord. These are the different symptoms for when the person is in the santarasa. But there is no service. It's interesting, Srila Prabhupada had written later in 1968, in the beginning days, these devotees must be so on the high level in 68. Srila Prabhupada is writing later, and I think this letter was, if I'm not making mistakes, to Rupanuga Prabhu, I think, in 68. And he's describing about this different, what is santaras means, what is all these different rasas. Srila Prabhupada is writing in the letter to him. We will read that. So santaras is where the neutrality, where the trees, and Srila Prabhupada is writing in the letter just like he says, the land, the grass, the trees, the plants, the fruits, or the cows in the transcendental world are supposed to be situated in santaras. Then in the Dasya Ras, the awe and reverence is there, but there is one more quality is added, which is Dasya means the service. Service is added in the Santa, in the Dasya Ras. Then in the Sakya Ras, this all is there, but the in the Sakya Ras is the where there is a there is no formality. Krishna plays with the cowherd boys, and the policy is made that whoever is defeated, they have to carry the winning party, they have to carry on their shoulder. That is the policy they have made before they start to play. Krishna Balaram plays with all the cowherd boys. And the Krishna's party is defeated, then Krishna, Sridham is in the winning party. Then Krishna has Sridham will sit on the shoulder of Krishna, and Krishna has to carry Sridham on his shoulder. Now Krishna sometimes complains. He says, well, you know, I will do it tomorrow. Give me a break. No, you cannot do that. You have to do it. But I'm the son of a Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, my father is a king. He has 900,000 cows. You know, please. Oh, you can be a son of Nanda Maharaj. That's nothing to do with that. You are playing with us. You are defeated, so now you have to carry me. See? This is the relationship in the Sakya Ras between the Krishna and the cowherd boys. Then in the Vatsalya Ras, all these rasas are there, but there is a more intimacy and there is a more protecting mental consciousness. Nurturing, protecting the relationship, nurturing relationship. An example is given of Mother Yashoda. How many times Mother Yashoda, when Krishna started to go to herd the cows, and she says to Balaram, look, it's your responsibility to take care of your brother. Right? And make sure he doesn't go far distance from here. From our palace. Just stay nearby. Otherwise your brother is naughty and he will do something naughty activities. Right? Or when Mother Yashoda saw in the mouth of Krishna, when everybody complained that Lala has mati. Dirt, right? Then Krishna says, they complain, even Balaram complains, and Krishna says, no, they are lying. Krishna says to Mother Yashoda. Mother Yashoda says, Balaram doesn't lie. Balaram wouldn't die. Maybe other boys, other your friends, but Balaram wouldn't do that. Open your mouth. So when she saw in Krishna's mouth this universe, she is not just seeing universe, but she is seeing herself and Krishna in his mouth. In Krishna's mouth, she sees herself and Krishna. So she is completely, see what happens. She thinks something happened to my son. Something is happening to my son. So she prays to demigods. So that nothing can happen to her son. And this is the Vatsalya Ras. Protective, nurturing. And the last one, Lord Chaitanya was discussing about the Madhurya Ras, which is the everything is there. And here Madhurya Ras means everything is for the Krishna's care and nurturing. An example is given is the when the Krishna gonna go for the go in the forest to herd the calves or cows, and they see Krishna, gopis are thinking of this of the lotus feet, the tender lotus feet of Krishna, and gopis are thinking that this tender lotus feet by the little pebbles they will be hurting. They will be hurting Krishna. So they wanna lay their bodies, and they are willing to lay their bodies, and Krishna can walk on our body. And that's why it is said the last verse of the Sikshashtakam is the Ashlishava Padratam Pinashtuman Adarshanam Mar Mahatam Karotuva Yatha Tatha Vidhata Lampato Mata Prananatastu Sevanapa. Lord Chaitanya says, I know no one but Krishna as my Lord, and he shall remain so even if he handle me roughly in his embrace or make me broken-hearted by ignoring me completely. He is completely free to do whatever he wants, for he is the debauchee, yet he is still my worshipful Lord unconditionally. This is the mood of the gopis. And that's why Lord Chaitanya said, what is Lord Chaitanya said? Gopir bhartu padakamalayor dasa dasanu dasa. Servant of the servant of Sam. This is the highest Lord Chaitanya gave. And this is the highest mood all Srila Prabhupada gave us. So this is what he's talking about. And of course in the material world, now one thing is that in material world there is a tendency to compare ourselves, competition. See, that's out of envy. In the spiritual world there is no question of, you know, comparing. There is no, it's not that someone is in Madhurya Ras and someone is Sakya Ras or Vatsala Ras. Then the Madhurya Ras or the Sakya Ras or the Vatsala Ras devotees think, oh, see, they are in Madhurya Ras, I am not. Or Madhurya Ras devotees don't think that, oh, they are lower than me, they are in the Sakya Ras. This is in the material world, we compare. The spiritual world is not like that. Everybody is so engaged, so absorbed in the service of their mood, the Lord, that they actually enhance, they actually want to help. When someone is going up in the spiritual, in the devotional service, other devotee in there, they help to uplift. Because when you uplift that devotee, actually you are helping yourself. But it is opposite in the material world. When some devotee go up, we have tendency to drag him down. This is in material world. So if you want to go to the spiritual world, we will get this consciousness out of our mind. Okay, any questions, any comments? Sorry for taking a little bit more time. If you have questions, I will accept it. Go ahead. Question, Madam Madhumati.
I just wanted to. I didn't understand alambanam. Didn't understand the difference between alambana and
udipana. Yeah, alambana is the foundation, and udipana is the stimulant. Alambana is like. Is the foundation which is like when you see Krishna, black is beautiful Krishna is found playing the flute. Now that is like a foundation. But when Udipana, when you see the peacock feather or when you see the flute, then it reminds you of Krishna. Just like example gave the mother see the shoes, so son is her son or child is not there, but mother sees the shoes and reminds her of her son. The son is not there. which is like a stimulant, supporting. Is that clear?
I guess I just find both of them same, Alambana and Nidipana.
Yeah, but see, same in a sense, when you see Krishna fully playing the flute, black is Krishna, that is like a foundation. But you don't see Krishna, but only see a peacock feather. It reminds you, oh, peacock of Krishna. When the mother sees the shoes of the son is not there, but sees his son, sees the shoes, and it reminds her, oh, it's my son's shoes, my son. Okay.
So Lambana is the object or the person that we're attracted to. Udipana is like the things that remind us of the person we're.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I know there's a past tense with Lord Shiva and Kamadev, we reborn Kamadev to ashes. But the one with Lord Krishna,
it is mentioned because Kamadev burned it, but Kama Esha Krodha is Rajaguna Samadhava. Kama is the transferring to Krodha. But Lord Shiva had not given up the Krodha, anger. And we know he was attracted by the Mohini Murti, because it's the past time. Lord Shiva is the Vaishnavanatha Sambhu. We cannot, he's a great person. But to show us that how the Kama Esha Krodha Esha. Kama is not satisfied. When the Kama is not satisfied, turn into Krodha. So Lord Shiva had that Krodha was there, anger was there, not given up, and he was attracted to Mohini Murti. Of course, he is on a higher platform, so it is not, Lord Shiva is the greatest devotee. But the point is that this Kama is there, but that can be transferred into love by having our loving relationship with Krishna. And that also by the mercy, by His mercy. Without the mercy, there is no question. It is mentioned that the last, Adosa Dattatha Sadhu Sambhajan Karanirithishya, and then Nishthar Ruchi, Nishthar, whatever. And then asakti, bhava, and prema. If devotee thinks that the last stage of prema and bhava, I will do myself and I will have it, forget it. Without the mercy of the Lord, without the mercy of the pure devotee personality like Srila Prabhupada, we don't go on that stage. Okay, anything else? Thank you. Hare Krishna.